talking to him, but it's not, I find a useful way to hold the image of, practically work the image of, beating the bull that winds into the body field.
Well, I think one is that it's interesting that when it says, you know, it's being subdued, well subdued, it's that just it's not that one is trying to beat consciousness into it, or, you know, or, but that one is willing to keep coming back to sense restraint. I mean, the classic definition of sense restraint, not you know, getting caught up in the signs and features, not following the aspects of like and dislike, to be willing to keep coming back to that quality of sense restraint, to be able to come back to the quality, to say those qualities of, say, contentment, aspects of contentment, aspects of, so that's a, to me, I think is a, and because and again, how the Buddha places it, you know, when the mind has been subdued, well subdued, that sense of bringing it within the range of you know, mindfulness and clear comprehension, then it then becomes inwardly steady, settled, unified, and concentrated, and there. That turning towards what's conducive to serenity and clarity.
I thought about how good the idea of that too was stereo. Is that your
That's a good.
You know, you have the past actions that led you towards ill effects, and so then I don't do this
anymore. Yeah, that's a very good sense of hiriyotapa and that sense of you've been there, done that. I know where this is going, and then bringing the mind back.